Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
The House of Delegates candidate raising the most money is a Democrat from Northern Virginia, Dan Helmer. He's challenging one of the last GOP holdouts in the region, Republican delegate Tim Hugo. Stephen Farnsworth at the University of Mary Washington says anger and hostility at the president is helping Democrats raise money and support.
Donald Trump has been a very effective tool for generating a lot of Democratic energy and money, particularly in the suburbs where the combative Trump message may not be as appealing as it is in more rural areas of the state.
The candidate who raised the second highest amount of campaign cash, according to the latest campaign finance filings, is also a Democrat, Alex Askew. He's running in an open seat in Virginia Beach. Quentin Kidd of Christopher Newport University says Virginia Beach has no shortage of competitive races.
Virginia Beach is probably the most competitive city in Virginia right now. I think there are six competitive races where candidates in all of those races are on TV and they're raising a lot of money.
Democrats haven't controlled the House of Delegates since the late 1990s, but they only need to pick up two seats to take the majority. That's raised the stakes and the fundraising in many of these races across Virginia. I'm Michael Pope.